Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Spinga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the Lord's Prayer. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. And for our listener, I wish you Happy New Year. I wish you long life and prosperity. And may the Lord answer all your petitions and restore all our captivity back to us in this year, 2013, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. What is prayer, or why do we pray? In legal terminology, you can see how the defender, lawyer, or prosecutors always pray the court presided over by the judge or appointed judge to consider and to rule in their favor or in the favor of their argument. And then when we think of this one, this is about humanity. The human being in the form of court proceeding, pray, that is in the form of diligently petition, asking the appointed judge to consider their argument and rule in their favor. Somebody said, to know the teacher is much more valuable than to know his teachings. In philosophy, knowledge always proceeds from what am I? That is, knowledge, to know, always proceed from question, what am I, that letter I. Then, if I do not know the answer to this, how do I know that what this I think is what being shared with others? If the I is not great, everything it gives will be small change. I want us to consider this in this broadcast. To know the teacher is more valuable than to know his teaching. We know the teaching of law of relativities, discovered by the great physicist Albert Einstein. But these physicists discovered started from the apprehension or the apprehending or the comprehending of the letter I of himself. That is the knowledge. You want to consider what are you? Don't forget, we want to just go briefly about the Lord's Prayer. But I want to give us the reason why we have to pray. What is the prayer? Why prayer? And that's why I said in logic or in philosophy, we know that knowledge always proceeds from time you can give your opinion on letter I. And then, what am I? We determine or we reflect what you know. And if I do not know the answer to this, what am I? How do I know that what this I think is what being shared with others? If the I is not great, everything it gives will be small change. Some of them said the highest reason that rain, and we continue rain in the universe, making everything imperfect. In the scripture, the highest I declare to the subordinate human being through his prophet that I know the thought that I think towards you. The thought of peace. That is highest reason. The lowest reason, the lower than God, said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Don't make mistakes. To know the teacher is much more valuable than to know his teaching. When you know the teacher, you can just relate his teaching to the character and behavior of that teacher. But your apprehension or the understanding, there's a difference between being up to apprehend and different to comprehend. Has to do with your letter I. What am I? And if you cannot answer those questions, then there will be trouble for what I think about life. Then that's why I quickly give us that the reason, the highest reason that reigns, the highest reason that reigned in the universe continues reigning. In the scripture, when we talk of the Lord's Prayer, it comes to a time like the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ were not able to understand their eyes. When I say I, letter I. They've been seeing their master, Jesus, performing miracles. They know him to be Messiah. But there's something wrong with their letter I and with their reasoning. They knew, they saw him sometime that he had to go somewhere from there to pray. Then, they don't want to make mistake of what we human beings always make. Thinking, like this philosopher said, when you keep on reasoning, you have to stop reasoning and make your own conclusion. But that is a deception of humanity. Because I stop reasoning and make up my conclusion does not give people the reality of the matter. The reality is an objective. And because I do not understand the reality does not mean there is no reality. The disciple has to come to their masters in a humble way. In the book of Luke, which I'm not going there because I'm going to take my explanation for this broadcast on the book of Matthew. When you see book of Luke chapter 2 from verse 2 to 4, you will see where the Bible said the disciple asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. as John taught his disciple. You know, I say, why do we have to pray? And then I've just emphasized, paraphrase what is prayer. Prayer is. Pray is a verb. Prayer, like what the action. And I use in the courtroom legal terminology. While you will see the defense lawyer, and the prosecutor pray the court, that is, petition the court, to through the appointed judge to consider what the evidence they were given and to rule in their favor. That is our human being. But when we want to go to highest reason, when I say the highest reason, I'm talking about God. You know, we use some part of logic and the philosophy sometimes, but that doesn't mean we cannot apprehend God. The whole nature, the universe apprehends God. Sometimes we might not be able to understand him. And that is what the Bible teaches us, that God, understanding, pathfinding. And to the listener that are listening to tune in or that we listen to this broadcast, I don't want us to make mistake of thinking that we can understand God. A God that is understood is not a God. Because he said, as heaven is higher, that is, his way is higher. And I don't want you to make mistake, because I just want to emphasize on this thing before I dwell briefly on the today's topic's broadcast. That, you know, it is not about trying to defend God. Woe unto that God that you need to defend him. No one can draw atom, but we believe in the atom and we can feel the impact. That is not what we are going to. The disciple came to Jesus and asked him, teach us how to pray. And Jesus gave them the model of prayer. The model of prayer. It's not like this is how you want to. And when in my research, I break it down for easy understanding and remembrance into 5 P's. That is, praise, petition, provision, protection, and praise. I will repeat. When Jesus gave the disciple and is giving us the model of prayer, that is giving us, like you have a plan, structure. I want to build my house. Then I, in my thinking, what I think, that is, okay, do I have money to buy a land? Do I have somewhere to go and purchase a land to make the necessary acquirement? What kind of type of the building house do I want? I make a plan. It's motor. During the construction period, there could be some renovation based on the technology, on the what is coming. And that is what Jesus was saying. And that one is established in the book of Matthew chapter 6. You know, he started from verse 5. So 13, but for the time's sake, I will just briefly read it, and I will just dwell on the 5 P's that I just mentioned. And he read us, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sits in the secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, Do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the thing you have need of before you ask him. That is a terrible thing to comprehend sometimes. Some people will think that God understands. But the law of nature is that you have to speak up. You will see in politics, you will see people campaigning. When you read the book of Genesis, the Bible said the Lord, then God said, let there be light. The Lord's Prayer. And I said, to know the teacher is more valuable than know his teaching. From the moral of prayer given by Jesus, we can now build up our prayer through the breaking down of that model into five P's that I'm able to just deduce from this model, which I said praise, petition, provision, protection, and praise. You know, praise. We start with praise. Who are we praising? Praising the Lord, the creator of all things, that may use everything within his disposition, within his creative power, to deliver us, to save us from all our trouble. And we end it with praise. That is in reference to this God, the creator of heaven and earth. Then in verse 9, then that is where the model started. That is where it really started. It said, in this manner, therefore, pray. You know, he didn't say, this is what you have to be saying every time you want to pray. You know, before I too don't know how to pray sometimes. But when we inculcate this thing in this new year we are going, we make our relationship easy with God. Not with man, not with the relationship, because if we think of man, man can fail us. Somebody said, as much as I have trying to have relationship with human being, I love my dogs. Well, that is some perception of some people. Jesus said, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, when you see this one, it is praises. You honor God. You know that hallow, what is hallow? Worship. You recognize him as the creator. You praise him for even giving us a mind to apprehend him, not a reprobate mind. So like those ones that think there is no God. You know, Jesus gave them that manner. He said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know, as soon as we talk about the power of the name, hallowed be your name. I discovered just of recent that the limitation of the Bible revelation were hindered by languages. Language is most enemy to the revelation sometimes of the Bible, the Word of God. When I say language, I'm not saying language is not good. We have to learn language, but language includes the cultures. Just like in some country, dog is like their son. In another country, dog doesn't sleep in the house. And that the problem with language is sometimes that it was difficult even to understand is, for instance, I love you. It's the same language for seduction, as well as the same language for too long. A seduced man trying to seduce a woman into lust, not necessarily into lust, we say the same thing. I love you. And a serious man that wants to take a woman or a girl for marriage use the same language. I love you. You see, we are in the day of deception. Jesus said, in this manner therefore pray, our Father, that is to praise him. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, you go to the second P, petition. As we are going in this year 2013, what I want us to remember, as we just use the model, the manner of this, the Lord's Prayer, to make our petition known unto him, that is to pray in the will of God, you know, because in the first P that I say praise, they hallow God. I mean, they pray for his kingdom on earth, and his will be done. That is part of petition. Your kingdom come. That is petition, God. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That is provision. You know? I mix it up. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Petition. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debtors as we forgive. And forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. That is provision. Then protection now. You know, this thing, I don't have much time to just emphasize on it, but I just want us to give us the key word of the mother of our prayer. And verse 13 says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That is protection. I will repeat what I just said. The mother of prayer given by our Lord Jesus Christ, starting from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9, I divided it into 5 P's. That is how my ability I can do. And I said praise, petition, provision, protection, and praise. Then I said, praise. You start with praising the Lord. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Then you petition God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, when you ask his kingdom to come into our life, when you pray to do his will on earth as it is in heaven, because that is the purpose of man on this planet. We are an ambassador of God. We are to subdue the heart and to rule the heart as the ambassador of the United States sent to either Nigeria is to do the interest of America in Nigeria, not to just do his own thing. That is how God wants. We petition God so that our way can be easy. Then we ask for provision. Give us this day our daily bread. That is to let God know that we are depending on him. We are depending on God. We cannot do anything by ourselves. And forgive us our debt, because we are sinners. This nature, there's nothing good in us. As we forgive our debt, we have to pray for that and work on that. Then protection. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Why is evil one? Who was evil one? That is Satan. Then you end it with praise. For yours the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You see, now when we just put this model of prayer into practice, then we'll be able to pray the word of God and pray the will of God. Don't make mistake. I'm not saying that when you just say our Father who art in heaven, that is only prayer. Because your petition sometimes must be specific. Some need healing, some need money, some need one thing or the other. But what Jesus was trying to say is that we start our prayer. Because this is a year that when you see what is going on in the situation, they do not promising good. But when we look beyond what we are seeing and try to open our eyes to see what God wants us to see and just make our prayer known unto him, just like after the defense lawyer present his case, either by fabrication, either by anything, and the prosecutor to argue, they always pray the court, the judge, to just give call or rule in their favor. But, you know, God is the creator of earth, of the universe, seen and unseen. But he wants us, because he's a righteous God, his judgment is righteous. That is what the Bible says. You know, just like I was telling somebody, I said, Abraham lied. He told Sarah to tell everybody where they go that Sarah was not his wife. But that doesn't mean that Abraham wanted to lie. Abraham was trying to protect his wife because of love. And when one king, Abimelech, took Abraham's wife based on what Abraham said, he too was doing it in his own innocence. But the God, the righteous God, was able to resolve it amicably. And Abraham has to pray for this man, for blessings of God, despite this king doesn't know God. Therefore, in this year, our daily, the Lord's prayer is most important. And that when we just go by this model that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to us, praise, petition, provision, protection, and praise, then our prayer will be effective and that the promises of God will come to pass in our life. Thank you for listening for this broadcast. And I know that the Lord has spared our life to start this year, 2013, will spare us to the end of this year. And if he tarry, we do more and we be an overcomer in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on January 20th, 2013, on which the topic will be A Vital Corridor in a Zone of Conflict at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.